Maria, I'm going to play you and everyone listening a sound. I want you to listen to it in its entirety and then try to guess what it is, okay?
Okay.
I'll give you a clue. It involves a woman. Is that helping at all?
If it's a woman, she's breathing heavy.
Yep.
So
doing something very strenuous.
Chopping wood.
No, she is not chopping wood. This is the sound that a guy hears when he's done something terribly wrong. This is a woman, thanks to cell phones, by the way, that we capture this audio. A woman filmed her neighbor across the street smashing up a Corvette with a 3-foot wrench. Listen again. She's walking around the whole car, taking big whacks at it.
Oh my gosh.
And you hear the guy right at the end. He notices it. It's like the Carrie Underwood song, Before He Cheats.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I know you have an ex-husband. Did you ever beat up or break any of the things that he had? Your chin is quivering. That is a yes. That is a yes face, and you took your mouth away from the microphone. Spill it. What did you break from your ex-husband's?
Okay, there's two things that I did.
Yeah?
Hi, my name is Maria, and I'm an angry ex-wife.
This is not a support group, but we'll go ahead with it.
Number one, we had a jet ski and a trailer, and he moved out of the house, and I wanted him to take it with him because he wanted it.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't take it. So I put it in the penny saver, up for sale for like $10.
And somebody bought it for 10 bucks?
Well, no, I put his phone number down.
Oh, so he started getting the phone calls.
So he got all the phone calls.
Okay.
Needless to say, within a day, he had picked it up.
All right. And that's number one. What's
number
the other one?
The second thing I did was I took a broken bottle and I put it under the tire of his car. So when he backed up, it would hopefully pop his tire.
Do not mess with Maria. That's what we're learning this morning. You're not alone. There are probably some crazy women, and I look for equal rights, probably some crazy men that have done stuff. If you've done stuff to an ex or tried to break your significant other's property because you were mad at them, like this lady messed up his Corvette, I'm just picturing like a beautiful Corvette.
I know. I feel bad for him, actually.
Tell us your story. What'd you do, Debbie?
Oh, my God. Somebody wasn't where he was supposed to be, and it was the last straw. So I went to the house, knocked on the door. They said he wasn't there. He's out walking around. So I took my buck knife to his tires. And then I went home and I threw all this stuff in the carport and put a big banner across the front of the house that said, "You no longer have a home in this house."
A banner?
Wow.
Was this one of the old dot matrix printers where it takes forever to print it out?
It was pretty big. Everybody in the neighborhood saw it.
Wow. Okay, then.
Do you have your buck knife on you this morning?
Actually, it's in my glove box.
Okay. Never know when you're going to need that.
Never leave home without it.
Okay, so angry ex-girlfriend here. I clean the toilet with his toothbrush.
I thought people just talked about doing that. You actually did that?
Oh, no. I did. He never found out, as far as I know. He kept using it.
You got to take a picture of that and like send it to him years later. After he has all kinds of infections and sickness from that.
This is before cell phones with camera capability, so yeah.
Oh, was it after a bad taco night?
It's the Maria and Chad Show. Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
So I was calling about the evil ex thing, and rather than giving away his stuff or keeping it, I'm a very thoughtful ex. I returned everything. I did, of course, burn it first because ashes are much easier to fit into an envelope to ship it back.
Wow.
Yeah. That and a $2 valve stem remover. Yeah. You can either, if you want to do the slow burn, you can just twist the valve stem a little bit and it leaks out slowly, or you can just take it out altogether and then you can't put the air back in it.
So. Oh my. See, this proves my point, Maria. Not a lot of guys with vengeance. It's all women.
We're just more creative.
Exactly. We are more creative.
Creative and proud of it. Wanting to call and tell everybody about it.
That's right.
Hi, who's this?
Jess.
And what's your story?
Well, I've acted like a third grader probably twice in my life, both times justified.
Okay.
A long time ago, out of the statutes of limitation here, I had a guy that wanted me to move cross country for him, and after much convincing, he convinced me to come out there. I got into a car accident on my way out.
Oh no.
From Washington State. But back in the day when they had VHS tapes, I taped over all of his stuff of Sesame Street. I changed his passwords on his computer, and then I loaded up his stereo and called Goodwill to come and get a lot of his things the day I left.
Random question, I don't want to distract what you're saying, but why was he so into Sesame Street?
He wasn't into Sesame Street. I taped over all of his stuff that he got with Sesame Street.
Okay.
I was kind of confused there. I'm like, what's up with this guy in Sesame Street?
And then I also signed him up for every Franklin Mint product that he could possibly have, like plates of Elvis and dolls and stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
I took all those little inserts and signed him up and fill me later.
Wow.
All right. Well, do you feel better? You got that off your chest?
Yeah. I wrote a country song about it. It's funny.
Oh, do you want to sing it for us?
When you get home, you'll find a note that says that I am leaving. A little further in that note, you'll see I wasn't grieving. As I found out about you and her, and there's something you best believe in. Baby, I'll never, ever get mad, honey. I'll just get even.
Oh, I remember the chorus, too.
About all the things I did to him.
I remember the chorus. It was, enjoy watching Sesame Street all the time. You've got a lot of videotapes with it on it.
Enjoy watching Sesame Street all the time.
Yeah, stuff like that.